As Bob Marley is to Jamaicans, or Fela Kuti is to Nigerians, Thomas Mapfumo is to Zimbabweans. The singer and band leader is a superstar in his home country, both for his masterful blending of traditional sounds and world music, and for his powerful political messages. Mapfumo has spent a career moving people on the dance floor and in their views. He has been a critic, first of the colonial government of what was then Southern Rhodesia, and now of the corrupt dictatorship that rules Zimbabwe. Banning Air, whom you hear on this program as our reviewer of world music, has written a biography of Thomas Mapfumo, and he's also compiled an album of his music, and he joins me now in the studio. Good to see you.
Thanks. Great to be here.
First, tell us about Thomas Mapfumo. Who is he?
Well, he is, as you say, a singer and a band leader, but also a kind of an activist, a social critic who has kept in his heart the interests of poor people and rural people and people who become the victims of governments, whether it's the white racist Rhodesian regime or, as you say, the corrupt regime of Robert Mugabe. He's a politician in the sense that he has really moved the politics of the country forward. But really, in a deeper level, he's an advocate of culture.
Southern Rhodesia, as it was, unlike other British colonies in Africa that were given their independence and black majority governments took over, in Southern Rhodesia, the colonial whites declared their own independence, held out, and wanted to remain a white-ruled country called Rhodesia.
They sure did.
This is a song from 1977 that is called It's Only Talk. And as you describe it, this is Mapfumo's response to a declaration by the leader of the white government, Ian Smith.
That's right. Smith had declared that there would never be a black majority government, not in 1,000 years. So Mapfumo was just right there with this response. Ah, you're just talking. That's only talk. Pamro mochete. He was right. Within a few months, Smith had to walk that back. And you can hear this kind of moral authority in his voice in that song. This is the moment when he's really discovering that he can harness traditional rhythms and melodies and kind of attitude and make it really sting.
One thing that's remarkable in his music, that I learned how remarkable it is from reading about it in your book, I would never hear it, is his use of a traditional thumb piano, the mbira. Am
yes.
I saying that right?
Yes.
The instrument is unusual, and the guitars that imitate its sound are unusual.
Yes. The mbira is used in its most traditional context in the Shona religion to bring about contact with ancestor spirits. So when Mapfumo started putting that music on electric guitars in the 1970s and singing songs that were both bringing forward the culture but also attacking the regime and encouraging the fighters, it was a really powerful package.
From 1989, you have a track on the album, which is called Corruption.
Yes, very important song.
Corruption means the corruption of Robert Mugabe and his regime.
It does, and it was a real turning point when Thomas sang this because, of course, he had been a hero of the struggle and held up as a cultural icon and valued very much by people who were in power in Mugabe's regime. And Thomas sort of bravely came forward and sang this song about corruption. It was talking about corruption generally, but he very pointedly says 8 years of freedom, which means that he's talking about we've had this wonderful liberation and freedom for 8 years, and look what we're looking at, this culture of something for something, nothing for nothing. Nothing for nothing, something for something, nothing for nothing.
What's the significance of this lyric being in English as opposed to most of these songs?
Well, it speaks to the world. And it's also not a traditional song. It's got a little bit of reggae, a little bit of R&B. It's very much his own creation. But he's really saying to the world, we are descending into corruption here, and we're not going to hide it. We're going to be right out there and say, we're becoming corrupt, we're losing our way. So it makes the message louder, it makes it more audible to the larger world. You're going to run away. And then this situation unfolds over the next 10 years as the economy gets worse, less and less is done about addressing the problems of health, education, land redistribution. This leads to a situation by the end of the 90s where war veterans are up in arms, and Mugabe basically allows them, enables them to start as vigilante mobs seizing farms, seizing white farms, and then giving them to political insiders who can't really use them. And Thomas sang one of his most inflammatory songs at this point in 2001 when he sang the song Mari Manzara, which means you have harvested hunger.
I suppose it shouldn't be surprising that having become effectively a dissident singer, that Thomas Mapfumo no longer lives in Zimbabwe.
Sadly, that's true. He moved his family out to Oregon, and for a while he was going back and forth doing big shows. But after 2004, he was getting harassed. He basically made the decision that he wasn't going to go back and applied for political asylum.
You've been talking with this man for 30 years.
Yeah.
What's it like for someone to be one of the best-known, most important artists in a country of several million people, several thousand miles away, living in Oregon, where I'm sure he can go about his daily life completely unrecognized by most of his neighbors?
I think now he's become quite comfortable there. He still has this incredible longing to go home and a sense of just unfinished business that he's needed at home. And he tries his best to record music and release it, but you never really lose that restlessness, that desire to get back.
Banning Air. He's compiled an album of Thomas Mapfumo's music and written a biography with the same title, Lion Songs, Thomas Mapfumo and the Music That Made Zimbabwe. Thank you.
Thank you.